When it comes to heating up your business, it's all about making more bacon. And that requires an expert
with a particular set of skills.
You need
a Baconologist.
Building authentic connections, online networking, through social selling, relationship marketing, mindset and training.
Yeah, that's bacon.
Get ready, because we're about to fry up a sizzling success strategy. This is the Bacon Podcast with your host and business Baconologist, Brian Basilico.
It's a lot of bees, man.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. One of my favorite things to do is learn new perspectives from new people. One of my favorite podcasts is Revisionist History by Malcolm Gladwell from Pushkin Industries. And I also heard this interview with Malcolm and a guy named Rick Rubin, who is a music producer that I saw on 60 Minutes, who has a very unique perspective in the world. So I saw that he had a new audiobook and I decided to get it. It's called The Creative Act, A Way of Being. Now, as I said, Rick is a little eclectic, but highly prolific. He discusses how inspiration is found, cultivated, and acted upon to create art. And to him, art is not just music. It's anything that we as humans create and make. He believes in spirituality, that's where the idea and creativity comes from. And he encourages his reader to tune into the signs of that spiritual inspiration. He also says there's times for rules and times to ignore them. Rules are like a box. They can constrain your efforts for the good of a package or system, or they can limit expansion and expression, and even hide perceptions. In my last post, I talked about how segmenting your audience can help your business communications. But it can also look like a junk drawer. I stated that I was in search for answers to update my lists, so I wanted to follow up what I learned and how I tried to do this, and maybe it will help you. So I started looking at my current list that I had in Nimble, and I had about 1,500 people in there. But out of that, I had about 30 tags. Which is a lot of tags. I couldn't imagine communicating with 30 different groups. Each tag had its purpose when I added it, but my business focus has since changed from when I started adding them. I used to do a lot of online and in-person courses, in-person boot camps, and during the pandemic, I was doing a lot of networking, some via Zoom and this program called Lunch Club, and it had become clear that not all of this information was necessary, and it was time to revisit my tagging and segmenting. Now, I know firsthand that this is a lot of work, but trust me, it's worth it. Overall, segmented lists allow you to view contacts in a more productive way. It also allows you to send more personalized, relevant, and targeted content to different segments of your business networks. Better tagging and targeting leads to increased engagement, improved conversion rates, and better overall business and personal relationships. It probably is taking you years to get your lists into the shape they're in right now. And we all tend to look at updating contacts as unproductive and tedious work. I can assure you there's probably a lot of dead weight that is hindering you from maximizing your communication, just like it was for me. Finally, there's a sense of freedom and wonderment in looking at your contacts in new ways that reflect your business's future while respecting its past. If you've segmented your list before, it creates that box that I talked about. It makes it easy to add new contacts, yet the box hinders adding new segments. Now, my contacts and tags, or my box, had not been attended to for years. So I decided to start out by doing some addition through subtraction. I used a mind mapping program called MindNode to help me create tags and then subsequent tags off those. It created two main branches for me. First was people who generate money. Second was people who cost me time or money. Now you may want to create more branches depending on your business and business model segments. The first segment for me contains current clients, past clients who I do want to stay in touch with, and prospects. Prospects can include people I've quoted work for and people who are connectors to the businesses that I want to get in touch with, meet, or communicate with. The second segment includes my vendors, people in my community, marketing opportunities such as podcast guests and hosts or newspapers or blogs, and then finally, nonprofits that I want to follow. The little secret here is that somebody can be on both sides. Imagine a client that's on a board of a nonprofit. Imagine a vendor who is also a client. This allows contacts to become something beyond just binary, which I think you'll find more relevant and helpful. Before I started adding new tags, I wanted to clean and rename some of the current ones to fit my model. I looked at some of those old tags and noticed there was a bunch of people that weren't relevant anymore. So the first thing I did is delete those people from the list. And if that tag was still relevant, I renamed it to match my new system. If not, I just deleted the tag. I could always add the people or the tags back later. Once any tag had no contacts, I could delete it or rename it to match that new mind map that I created. Then I added all the tags that I didn't already have in there with any connections. That way, I opened the door to revisit both contacts and segments to add later, if need be. The next thing to consider is creating a master list. A master list is a culmination of different segments that you may be collecting information and names. For example, first add people from your accounting system like QuickBooks. Current customers and vendors are the first point of reference that should be added and updated. Next, look at your email system and see if there are any contacts that should be included in that master list. My data expert told me that this is a best practice methodology. This helps you stay grounded as multiple lists ebb and flow. You may find yourself adding different sources at different times. New clients may get into your accounting system, but not your CRM. Prospects may be in your email, but not found in your accounting system. I'm constantly adding people to my CRM from Nimble Prospector, and they may or may not be master list worthy. Once all that's assembled, your master list becomes a snapshot of where your business is now and a checkpoint for the future. Let me leave you with some final thoughts. The last phase of this is action. How can you use these segments to deliver more targeted and purposeful information to smaller groups? Is there value in sending email to vendors? Could you survey nonprofits? What else can you think of that can benefit you and your business as a whole? Think of it as using your inspiration and creativity to encourage, engage, and initiate better business relationships.
Thank you for letting us sprinkle some bacon bits into your brains. Want some more? Learn more about this podcast and our guest experts at baconpodcast.com. Have questions? Send them to askbrian@baconpodcast.com. Until next time, keep sizzling. And remember, it's all about the bacon.